I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. If you're not outraged, as they say, you're not paying attention. Or maybe it was Black Friday. 3 days ago, on a day most Americans were not paying attention to the news, the U.S. government dropped a staggering report on climate change. Today, President Trump was asked about the report.
I've seen it. I've read some of it, and it's fine.
Trump also offered this verdict on the report's dire predictions for the long-term effects of climate change.
Yeah, I don't believe it. No, I don't believe it.
One of the report's authors has a very different view.
This report brings the issue of climate change home to the places where we live. So often we feel like it only really matters to the polar bears or maybe future generations. But this report talks about what is changing and how that is affecting real people today and how we're responding, which is, you know, we are responding, but not enough. And what are the bigger changes that we need to make in order to ensure that we're all going to be okay in the future?
That's Catherine Hayhoe, director of the Climate Science Center at Texas Tech. She's the lead author on one of the chapters of the report. And as she told me, its release during a holiday weekend is also noteworthy.
That's a decision that's made way over our heads. As authors, we're just told, here's when it's coming out. And in the case of last Friday, we only got that news a very short time ahead of time. The fact that it came out on Black Friday, though, I think is actually really appropriate. In fact, many of us are already starting to call this the Black Friday report, because that's what it's telling us. It's telling us that, unfortunately, this is not good news.
I mean, symbolically, it is eerie that this report should come out on Black Friday of all days. But I mean, you've seen some of the comments from Trump's advisors who said, yeah, release the report without revisions. We'll put it out on Black Friday. Basically saying, we don't deny this. We just don't care. Am I getting that wrong?
When we listen to what the administration says, it doesn't give us a lot of hope. This report flatly contradicts pretty much every statement they've made, from the idea that one cold day somehow disproves decades of global warming to the idea that the Paris Agreement will cost the United States more than it will benefit.
I mean, what do you think this says about the Trump administration's policies on the climate going forward?
It's a very short-sighted perspective. The White House is doing the equivalent of 100 years ago, pouring money into and investing in horses and buggies when Henry Ford is already turning out the Model T Ford. The tide really is turning, and trying to hold back the tide to satisfy a few special interest groups instead of making meaningful changes, such as investing in job development and retraining programs for coal miners to help them switch jobs, support their families, and continue to work. It's a crying shame that Chinese companies are coming into Wyoming and doing this on their own initiative, taking coal miners and retraining them to do wind power installations. Why can't the U.S. government do the same for its own people?
Well, I'm just about to ask you that. I mean, will this report, backed by 13 federal agencies, as you point out, is it going to strengthen the legal arguments against the administration's efforts to gut federal climate policies? Or do you think it might trigger stronger action among state and local governments, which is already a trend?
Well, I definitely hope it will do the latter, and I suspect it will also contribute to the former, because we are seeing an increasing number of lawsuits related to climate change, whether it's individual states or cities like California or Boulder suing companies that produce fossil fuels because of the impact on their coasts, on their infrastructure, on their water resources, or whether it's children suing the federal government for their right to a safe future. So the conversation is already happening across the whole U.S., whether you're talking about corn producers, ranchers, water managers, transportation engineers, individual cities and states, regions, tribal nations. The conversation is happening, it seems like to me, almost everywhere except the federal government.
Catherine Hayhoe, the director of the Climate Science Center at Texas Tech University. She's also the author of one chapter in the Fourth National Climate Assessment, which came out last Friday. Catherine, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.